My dear friend, welcome. You are about to embark on a splendid journey. I applaud you, for not everyone is willing or ready to embark on such a spiritual journey. By simply opening a book entitled Eternal Dharma, you have already earned my respect, for it takes a special kind of person to be looking to grow both spiritually and practically. You probably have already begun your spiritual journey. You probably have begun to introspect and search to find meaning, connection, clarity, purpose, and inspiration in life. Yet, I am 99.99% confident that wherever you are on your spiritual path, you will find this book helpful, because the wisdom, tools, and practices presented here are both ancient and unique. I anticipate that in our time together, a lot will happen. We are going to cover a lot of ground, some of which will be light and imbued with warm and fun feelings of felicity. Some will be deeply philosophical, dealing with the fundamental questions of life that have plagued thinkers, philosophers, and spiritual seekers for millennia. All of what we cover will be practical and is designed to immediately empower you in both effective action and on your path to passionate enlightenment. Perfecting effective action. We often feel powerless. We have many desires we wish to fulfill. We want tangible results, such as more cash, better health, more time, and sweeter relationships. And many of us are constantly seeking new, better, and more effective ways to execute our plans. Many of us are seeking how we can better live, be, and do things in the world. We seek new tool sets, tricks, and mindsets so that we can be much more effective. A question we may ask is, what can I learn that will increase my effectiveness to create better results in my life and business while having a more joyful experience in the process? I believe that the 50,000-year-old spiritual wisdom of India presented here in this book is the ultimate, best, and most powerful system for effective action. Being a continual student of self-help, personal growth, and business effectiveness has been very helpful, but never left me completely satisfied. I wanted a system of understanding life and effectiveness that was complete, that took everything in existence into account. Everything in existence is quite vast. There are physical things that you can touch and measure, such as earth, water, airplanes, rocks, houses, and so forth. There are also subtle things, such as emotions, ideas, information, and desires. All of existence also includes galaxies, business relationships, economies, brands, healthcare, actions, plans, music, events, the spiritual domain, rubber duckies, and chocolate bars. In reality, all of these things exist together, in the same world, in unison, and in reasonable harmony. I wanted a knowledge system that acknowledged and capitalized on this natural coexistence. The lost key in personal empowerment. There are many systems in the world. There are health systems like yoga, acupuncture, and neurosurgery. There are fighting systems like jiu-jitsu and swordsmanship. There are knowledge systems such as architecture, race car driving, scuba diving, war, politics, sex, business, investing, agriculture, astrology, astronomy, and education. I wanted a personal growth and empowerment system to work in synergistic unison, in harmony with all these other knowledge systems. I wanted to find the intrinsic truths that prevail in all things in existence and all knowledge systems of the world. On top of that, I wanted a personal empowerment knowledge system that made philosophical sense and also harmonized with the often elusive spiritual domain. I also wanted a system that was not just based on any one person's experience or a little bit of research, but one that had more depth, preferably thousands of years of verification and the input of many enlightened masters. This way, I could ultimately trust the system and use it with confidence.